Chapter 5. Bully. The air outside was strangely still. The dark clouds still hovered in the distance.
"Storm's coming," said Will.
"We have to eat quickly before it starts to rain," said Kate.
She and Will sat down on the grass. Annie and Jack sat beside them. Will opened a small burlap sack. He took out four lumpy objects. They looked like dark rocks.
"Hey, there's one here for each of us," said Kate.
"One what?" asked Annie, frowning. "Sweet potatoes," said Will.
He gave a potato each to Kate, Annie, and Jack.
No thanks," said Jack, trying to give his back. "We don't want to take your lunch."
"We have enough. Keep it," said Kate.
"What do you do with it?" asked Annie, holding up her potato.
Kate laughed.
"Just bite," she said. "Like this."
Kate and Will bit into their cold sweet potatoes as if they were apples.
"Cool,"
said Annie. She took a big bite out of her potato, too. But Jack just held on to his. He didn't quite feel like eating the cold brown potato. Out of the corner of his eye, he saw Jeb sitting by himself. The big kid didn't seem to have any lunch at all. Jack thought he'd try to be friends one more time.
"Hey, Jeb," he called out. "I'm not hungry. You want my sweet potato?"
Jeb gave Jack a mean look.
"I could have brought my own lunch if I wanted to eat," he said.
"Oh, sure," said Jack.
Jeb narrowed his eyes.
"You making fun again?" he said. "I'm warning you. Do that one more time and I'll fight you."
Jack couldn't believe it. This kid took everything he said the wrong way.
"Hey," Annie said.
"Leave my brother alone. You're nothing but a bully, Jeb."
"Annie, stay out of this," said Jack. But Jeb just laughed. Then he stood up and walked back into the schoolhouse. Jack felt angry. He hoped they would find the special writing soon so they could leave. Will seemed to have read Jack's mind.
"Don't worry about him," Will said to Jack. "He's never been to school before."
"Oh, so he's embarrassed," said Annie.
"Why hasn't he been to school?" said Jack.
"Because he has to work in the fields all the time," said Will.
"I heard him tell Miss Neely he walked 5 miles to get here today," Kate said. "So he must have really wanted to come."
"Wow," said Annie. "How far did you and Will walk?"
"Only 2, said Kate.
"2 what?" asked Annie.
"Miles," said Kate.
2 miles? Jack repeated. The prairie kids nodded.
"It must be lonely living out here," Annie said.
Will and Kate nodded again.
"Do you live in a sod house?" Jack asked.
"We used to," said Will, "but it was always dirty, so our pa built us a log cabin."
"He cut trees near the creek," said Kate. "Then he made the cabin by hand."
Before Annie or Jack could ask another question, thunder cracked in the sky. Then rain started to fall. It fell fast and hard. Everyone jumped up.
"Come in, come in,"
Miss Neely called from the doorway. They ran back inside. The wind slammed the door behind them with a bang.